So when I was in seminary, they make you do something called CPE. So CPE stands for Clinical Pastoral Education. And what that basically means is for 10 weeks of your life, you go and work in a hospital or a nursing home, visiting every day with the folks that are in there. So I ended up in Minneapolis at the VA's nursing home. And I have been thinking about this mainly because I was staying at the seminary in St. Paul and driving across the Mississippi River every day to get to the VA nursing home. And now I'm living in DC and I'm driving across another river when I come here. So in that nursing home, there was a man who was a Native American. And one day I was asked if I would go with him to a sweat lodge ceremony at another facility, which was a couple hours away. And so I agreed to that, and we got there, and here's this sweat lodge out on the grounds of the facility. And you have to crawl in. And I couldn't wear my glasses because if they were plastic, they would melt. They would melt. If they were metal, they were going to be too hot to touch. So we all got in, and there was a big group of us. And the man that was leading it explained the spirituality and that it was a way to get in touch with ancestors. And it was really, really hot. And every once in a while, he would put more water on the rocks, and the whole thing would get steamy and sweaty. So it was not a particularly spiritual thing for me. It was really interesting, and I ended up writing a paper on the spirituality. But it was not deeply moving. I was really glad I could go with him, and we ended up, in fact, going a couple of times. I was glad to be exposed to it. It was not the thing for me. So then the summer was over, and I was heading back to school, driving back from Minneapolis to Berkeley. And I start to see signs for the fact that we're coming to a Native American reservation. And I realized this was the reservation that the person I went with at the VA, this was the reservation where he was born and where he was from. And we crossed the border onto reservation land. It was like a curtain dropped. And I found that I no longer believed in God. Instantaneously. My faith had just gone. And I spent that whole semester in seminary without believing in God or Jesus. It was kind of weird. So you go to class and you have personal discussions. Jesus and God come up a lot in seminary. So I'm just sort of going through the motions, right? Wondering, should I leave? That was my first big debate. And I decided I would stay and see what happens. Unlike losing my faith, the return was very, very gradual over time. It took the whole semester. Eventually, one day I woke up and realized it had finally all come back. I believed again. And that has never left me. My faith in God and Jesus have never left me since. It's been stronger, it's been weaker, but it's never left me again. And if it did, I would not worry about it too much. Because from this experience, I now know that faith can be hard. And I learned that it's normal to have doubts. Over the years, I have also come to know that people are reluctant to talk about this. I have had folks come to me and with shame on their face, confess to me they no longer believe in God, even though they're still part of a congregation. It's made me think there may be others out there who can't even bring themselves to talk to their pastor or someone about this. I think not creating a space for folks to talk about their doubts may be one good example of the way the church has failed. Sometimes, even though these people have stopped believing, they stay in the community anyway. Might be inertia, it might be social pressure they're feeling. Some tell me that they stay even though they don't believe because they like the values. They stay because they want their kids to be exposed to those values and see adults living them out. Sometimes they just like the people and like hanging out to them and want to be a part of the community because of that. Sometimes it's other things. My mother liked church because of the music, the singing. Some people like the ritual, having communion, social justice work. There's all kinds of reasons people stay, even though they may not have belief anymore. And I found in general, the church has also failed to equip people with the skills, tools, and language they need when they feel themselves doubting. It is normal to doubt. There is nothing wrong with that. In our gospel text, Jesus recognizes that. He's talking to Thomas, but perhaps really more to us when he says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." That line is for every hearer and reader of the gospel since after Jesus' ascension back to heaven. We don't get to see the incarnate God we've had with us in our time in John's gospel. We don't get to see the resurrected Jesus that comes back to the dead and hangs out with the disciples. We don't get to see the wounds in his body and hands. It's no wonder sometimes we doubt. But the church, mystics, teachers, pastors that have struggled with their own doubt have given us spiritual exercises and spiritual practices that can keep us strong in our faith. Going to church is one. Prayer, reading, meditation. There are books on knitting being a spiritual practice and books on the spirituality of golf. When I go to a new church, my question to myself after the service is, do I feel fed? Our soul needs us to feed it, exercise it, keep us in good shape spiritually. Because doubts will always be with us, and so will Jesus. Amen.